had a general of mine who is a very good friend. He's a special ops guy who spoke to our group. We've had another speaker come in. So we've done a lot of team building because we've had probably 10 new guys with the group. So it was important for me to build a culture first. And then the game sort of built the foundation for the game. And most of that was based on what we do best. Is we got good goaltending. We feel we can play good team defense most nights and bend and not break like today. And then, hopefully we can develop the offensive part of our game.
Do you think you're back where you want to be?
I think in the new NHL, it is easier to get back than before. Just because of salary cap and there's a plethora of that mid-range player out there through free agency, because what free agency and I think the new salary cap is doing is, you know, you're signing, it's sort of like, you know, baseball. You sign your top nine guys and then that's your core, and then you can replace the rest of the core. But we felt we needed to some veteran guys in certain areas, and we went out and got it. We didn't hesitate. We just said, well, this is what we need if we're going to get back to prominence of being a team that compete for every year for the playoffs and be in the playoffs. And I think, well, you know, if we can, we're a team that's built more for the playoffs, in the West, some of the teams you got to go through is maybe LA and St. Louis and teams like that. Obviously, Chicago is still the team they've got but we don't have Patrick Kane or Jonathan Taves, so. But, you got to beat them different ways. Just like LA, you got to grind them out some nights. You got to check. You got to get everybody contributing. But we got some good young players, and we got some really character, gritty, veteran players with great leadership. So this group is really having a lot of fun together. They're a group that likes to be together, which is awesome.
Is that kind of workmanlike effort you had tonight?
Yeah. I thought we were a little tired tonight. I didn't have as much jump as last night. I thought we were really good last night. We were good in so many areas last night, and then we had a long travel here, and so our body clocks were a little bit off. So I was concerned, but we wanted a couple things. We wanted to take crowd out of it. It's a fabulous crowd in Winnipeg. We wanted to keep them quiet tonight, and we wanted to check well and have a really good first period, and we did. And then second period, we got that shorthanded goal that gave us some life. But they turned pucks over on the second goal. Just good forechecking routes we executed, and you get a break here and there. We're working hard. Like last night, we really worked hard and couldn't get a break, and then finally we get the win at the end. But you keep working. I always say there's hockey gods. You keep doing the right things over and over again, though. They might not reward you today, but they're going to reward you down the road, and maybe we got a little bit rewarded.
It must be extra good you put Hutton in, and he does the job he did tonight.
Yeah, Carter's been really, from training camp through that, a lot of credit goes to Mitch Korn and Carter Hutton. Mitch and Carter sat down and says, how can I make my game better? Mitch... he says, okay, I'm going to buy into what Mitch was selling, and he worked really hard, and there's been a really, really upsurge in the way he's been able to, I think, play, the way he moves, how compact he is, and he's put a lot of work and time in. And then, coming here, he's from Thunder Bay. I think he had about 30 people here today, and we let him know that he was going to have his first start here, and getting a win. I think the guys really they respect someone who's put in the time and worked as hard as he has to get his game where he's done a really good job. So real special for our group, getting him a win. Nothing like winning on the road. It's hard to win on the road in this league, and winning in Montreal on a Saturday night was big for us, because it's such a great atmosphere there. And then coming to Winnipeg, we knew it was going to be a tough place to come in and win hockey games. It always has been, and it will continue to be. So it was a big challenge for our group today.
Was there any heading? Sorry,
I don't remember more than two or three face washes or anything tonight. So when was the last time you played such a low emotion division game, you think?
I don't know if it was low emotion. I didn't think we were. We're a pretty physical team today. I thought we weren't very physical. today, and you know, we'll get back to that. We were pretty physical last night, and sometimes it takes a little bit of a toll. But we weren't very physical. We didn't finish on people the way we usually do. We were a lot harder than we were today. But I think that'll grow. I you can say it's a division game, and it is, but we don't have any history yet. You know, if we play Detroit, we'd have more history because we played them a number of times in the playoffs and a million times in the first 14 years. So it will grow. It will definitely grow because we're gonna butt heads, and this team is got some really good dynamic players. They're well coached and they got a passionate city behind them. So we're gonna bump heads. I can guarantee you that there's gonna be. Some head bumping before it's done. And it's game one. It'll come as we start playing rivalry games. We don't have a rivalry yet. I mean, maybe that'll be. Maybe we both make the playoffs and we meet, and then it'll be all on. And then you will never ask that question again. So,
was the plan heading into these back-to-back games to play Pekka last night?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Pekka has a really outstanding record against Canadians. He's like 4-1 with under two goals against. He's got two shutouts out of his last three, I believe. He's got a really outstanding record. And I knew Carter was from Thunder Bay and he'd have a lot of people here. And he was ready to get a start. And I was hoping that we could rally around him in terms of getting him a win with friends and family and that. So that was the plan all along. I think sometimes you think too much into those things and sometimes you throw your mojo off by going, I just said, we got to win every game and everybody has to contribute. And tonight it was Carter Hutton's time to shine. And he was a great contribution from him. And we found a silly ways to win, if you will. You know, we got a shorthanded goal. He took a penalty right off the bat. We get a shorthanded goal. But Nystrom did a great job. I mean, it takes courage to block shots. And Dustin Byfuglien has a pretty good shot. And Bobby, he took it right off the foot, went down and scored. And, you know, it takes courage to block shots, and he did that. So I give him a lot of credit because some guys conveniently get out of the way on some of those big-time shots.
Good. Thanks.